Francis Fitzgerald, we're here in the European Parliament in Strasbourg. The MEPs have been debating now a carer strategy and you've been voting on it. Can you tell me what was in that report?
Basically, what we're saying is that Europe needs to play a role in the whole area of care. Europe can add value to the debate, to the provision of services. We need higher standards, better training for those who are working in the formal and informal care sector. Who can forget the tragedies of COVID-19 and what we saw in elder care? So this is about working across Europe to improve standards and, very importantly, to bring in a new visa for care workers to come into Europe from around the world because we have a shortage. I suggested this and the Commissioner announced this morning that hopefully they are about to finalise that.
So what would that mean then? What kind of a difference would that make in terms of who might be given a visa to provide caring services, for example, in Ireland, who may not have been able to do that before?
Well, basically, it's people from around the world who are carers, who are willing to do care work, but before might have been forced into perhaps illegal migration, would be working on the black economy. We know that a lot of the care that's provided throughout Europe is actually informal, very often black economy. So this is an attempt to move it into the formal sector with proper pay and conditions. I think it's an incredibly important initiative because, let's face it, we have a total shortage of carers, both in the childcare area, but particularly in elder care and in community services.
And just people today during that debate on the carers' situation talked about a lot of the burden being left to women and women at home. What can be done to finance and help those women who are taking care of loved ones in their homes and they're doing it for nothing?
Europe has put billions into a recovery and resilience fund. Ireland got €1 billion. I believe part of that should be used to fund care services, to develop care infrastructure, to perhaps give provision so that people could go to a daycare centre for perhaps a couple of hours, a couple of days per week to support those who are working at home. But primarily we need more people who can be employed, for example, by the HSE to do care work. There's a total shortage at present. So this European provision really makes a difference.